All right. As far as the injuries go, Tamba will not practice today. Justin will not practice today. More precautionary measures than anything. Tardif and Mitch Moore still have not passed the concussion protocol, so they will not practice today. Jeremy's got the ankle sprain, so he won't practice today, although he's making good progress day to day. Spencer Ware came in with an ankle sprain too, so again, he was not going to go today, but he's making progress from yesterday to today. Other than that, everybody will be ready to roll. Look forward to the challenge of playing New England. We know they're the world champions, and we're going to prepare ourselves to get ready to play a great football team, and that starts today. And our guys will have a good week of practice. Time's yours.
How relieved were you when you heard the news about Mac that it wasn't maybe the worst case scenario?
Yeah, I was happy for the kid. I mean, you know, that's a tough deal. I got to tell you, I mean, it looked the part. He felt like there was, he's been through a couple of those before, so he thought that's what it was, and it looked that way on the test. But it all worked out as we made our way back. He didn't have any swelling in it. The docs and Jeremy were going, whoa, maybe it's a little something different. His pain started going more down towards the ankle, so positive thing.
Coach, with Jeremy Maclin, is he the kind of player you feel comfortable enough that he can go a week without practice and potentially play on Saturday?
Yeah, no, he could do that. Yeah, he might not have to do that, but he could do that.
It's a
mild high ankle sprain. Yeah.
With Tamba Hali, he had 15 snaps, 14 snaps the week before that. How much did the turf in Houston have to do with that? And now you're playing on grass in New England. Is he potentially going to be able to see more action?
We'll just see how it goes and how he's feeling, and we'll work it from there. He wants to play. That's not the situation. We'll just see how the third down situations go, or if we decide to play him on first or second down, we'll see how that goes. It all depends on how his knee's whirling there.
Andy, how do you feel about your depth at wide receiver? Jeremy can't play on Saturday?
Yeah, I think we're gonna be okay. I'm not worried about it.
Not just the guys you have. You have enough bodies there to get through the game.
Yeah, we should be okay.
Four guys enough.
Yeah, we should be all right. Yeah.
Hey, do you have backup plans and things like that? If unorthodox things, strange things happen when it comes to headset communication or any sort of weird stuff?
Yeah, listen, I don't worry about all that stuff, man. I don't get into all that. I played up there so many times, and we used to play up there every year, preseason, during the season. Sometimes there is a problem. I mean, I was in Green Bay. We had a problem with it there, and we had it at home, and the away team had it. So it was both deals. Played New York. It was the same way both sides, and some places just, sometimes that stuff happened. We just got to get ready to play a good football team.
What have your previous experiences been like at Gillette Stadium?
They've been good. I mean, I haven't had any issues there, so, yeah. I mean, I've heard things happening, but I haven't had any of those problems.
Everybody around the league says they hear about things happening. Nothing different this week?
No. We go play. You go play. You worry about all that. That's not how you win the game, right? I mean, concentrate on getting better at your fundamentals, techniques, and those players, those great players you got to play against, man. All that other stuff, distraction, you know.
Coach Peters plays at a very amped level. He likes that having a target on him. Talk about his ability to play like a seasoned veteran to a degree in the playoffs.
Yeah, he's a competitive kid. He's got it pretty well focused down to I've got to win that battle against that guy each play. And there's certain things I have to do. I mean, it starts in his preparation during the week. He's willing to do that. He comes out, he practices, prepares himself that way. And then when he gets in the game, he challenges. If he gets beat, he has a short memory, So, and that's how he rolls. And he keeps it pretty simple and complicated a lot.
Andy, of all the guys you coach against, does Belichick have a better ability maybe to be creative offensively and attacking a defense that maybe there's things that you don't expect, more things you don't expect when you play against him?
He's a Hall of Fame football coach, right? So when it's all said and done, that's where he's going to be. And he does a heck of a job. He could coach either side of the ball. He's good all the way around. So special teams, he's done that. So Good football coach.
Do you see that ability to adapt?
Yeah, he does a great job of that. You don't win as many games as he has without being able to adapt. Yeah.
Coach, you've had five different guys along the offensive line started multiple positions. Just what to say about the job that he
and
those guys are ready
to have. Yeah, I give a lot of credit to him. And then you take the run game, you add it in there too. I mean, that's Andy Heck does the run game. So between he and Eugene, as far as coaching your question there, the coaching the techniques and fundamentals, do it as well as anybody. And but there's another side to that, and that's putting your guys in good positions. They do a good job of that too. Yeah, that's what you need to ask. I probably knew at the same time you did. I was happy for the kid, though. He's a good football player. He's going to do nothing but get better. I mean, every year he's made improvements, and he'll continue to do that. Loves to play. Been a good addition. Welcome back.
Well, you guys go to the playoffs, I think.
Yeah, they break him out, man.
considering the injuries that the Patriots have had at wide receiver, offensive line, even tight end, get Brady 36 touchdowns, 38 yards.
Yeah.
This may be his greatest year.
He's had a lot of great years. Okay. He's another one that's a future Hall of Famer. So it looks like he's going to get some of those guys back. I'm sure he's happy about that. But he's done it with all different types of receivers. He's a great player. That's what they do.
Kind of a different question. You guys have an interesting system with your captains where you wait until the whole year is over and you designate them in the postseason. Are those going to be your permanent captains throughout the postseason?
Yeah.
Where'd you pick up that system and why'd you do it that way?
Mike Holmgren did it that way, and I liked it. It gave everybody else an opportunity to be a captain during the year. It gave the team an opportunity during the playoffs to pick six captains, two on offense, two on defense, two on special teams. They'll represent us throughout the whole tourney here, so that's how it rolls.
And if Carlson was one of your special teams guys, I mean, from an undrafted free agent to a permanent captain in the playoffs, what have you seen in that kid over the last 2 years?
Yeah. He went to the right school. He's a good football player. Yeah, good football player, and continue to improve his game, not only as a special team, but also as a defensive back.
How is that, Justin?
We got three over here, two over here. Go ahead, Howard.
Oh, go ahead.
Hang tight. I'm coming back to you.
In 2011, the latest labor agreement brought all these restrictions on how much they can be on the field, players, and then how much they can do even when they're on the field. Yet it seems like injuries, there's been no effect on that. Does that surprise you?
I don't know. I once knew a boxer in Philadelphia. Boxing was big in Philadelphia. So I talked to this longtime boxer. And he says, listen, if you don't practice being a boxer, you're probably going to get hurt. You know, so I always thought about that with football. That's why we tackle during camp and do the things you do to play football. So I thought when the restrictions were put in, I thought probably nothing, there wouldn't be a lot of change. I still think you got to block and you got to tackle and do those things that are important to the game.
TJ, most of the games you've had this year, you've done most of your scoring in the first half. Then against the Texans, you had two really long touchdown drives in the second half. How encouraging is that, and was that something that you were wanting to see in that game, that you were able to finish that way?
Yeah, well, we stalled a couple games in the second half, kind of shot ourselves in the foot on a couple of those games. That was a good thing to see. I mean, you want to score every drive, right? I mean, that's the objective. To be able to do that in the second half, I thought was a good thing, positive thing.
Andy, as your team has advanced to this round, do you think from an entire team standpoint that you've had to adjust the importance of the stakes are higher now? Do you, or is it just the same, win a game?
Yeah, don't worry about winning. You concentrate on your fundamentals. Those things you can control. Fundamentals, techniques, start right here today and do it fast and furious, and then do it again tomorrow. Make sure you learn the game plan. And that's what you can control. All the other stuff, don't worry about that.
Yep. And Coach, Justin Houston, how did his body respond from Saturday's game, and how closely will you monitor him throughout the week?
He did good. I mean, actually the brace gave him more problems. It was getting the right tension on it. Bruised up his leg just a little bit, but that's just getting used to it. So, I mean, it's not that big of a deal. But I thought he did a good job for the first time out in, 6 weeks or so. I mean, I thought he did a pretty good job there. So, and is he a little sore? Yeah, he's a little sore from playing, but it's not the knee. That's a good thing.
Last one, Adam. Andy, obviously you've been a big believer in Alex Smith from the start. How do you feel now about his ability to go into a tough place to win against a good opponent? And
yeah.
You guys win a big game.
Yeah, I think he's top notch. But for what we want to do offensively, he's phenomenal. And he's got the whole package. Very, very intelligent. Got a good arm. Great leadership ability with his teammates. And he gets it. I mean, he knows how to do this thing.
All right. Thank you.
Yep, thank you.